Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, January 19, 2026, in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. In order to receive prompt service with minimal wait times, please contact us on Thursday or Friday. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Got the lady in there?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Dagny. How can I help you today?
Hi, Dagny. This is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm on the phone with my patient, Adelaida Tarzia. I wanted to just confirm that she sent in all her financial documents, and now we can just wait for the approval from the county.
All righty. At this time, I do need to obtain some personal information.
No problem.
Please note that we will not speak to anyone regarding the application without the written or verbal permission. What was the name of the applicant again? I'm so sorry.
Adelaida Tarzia, if you want, I can spell it for you.
Yeah, can you spell the first name?
Adelaida.
And the last name?
Tarzia. T-A-R-Z-I-A.
And date of birth for Ms. Tarzia?
12/24/58.
All righty. Let me go ahead and look for her. And it is December 24th, 1958. Here she is. All right, Ms. Tarzia, are you available?
I'm here.
All right, for verification purposes, can you please verify a current address for yourself?
203 North Gilmore Street, Arlington, PA, 18109.
Perfect. What about a phone number? Make sure we have the correct one on the case.
I don't know this number.
Here, I'll give it over.
No. Hold on, Ms. Abigail, because I don't have you here as an authorized representative.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I just, I need her to verify information. All right, Ms. Tarzia, can you please verify your full name and date of birth for me?
December 24, 1958.
Perfect. And your full name, please.
Adelaida Tarzia.
Perfect. Do you give me permission to speak with Ms. Abigail and also to add her as an authorized representative on the case? That means she will be able to call in, check the status of the case, and find out, and change information of the case if need to. Would you like me to add her as an authorized representative on the case?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Abigail, I'm sorry. Now, what is your last name, Ms. Abigail?
I don't provide my last name. It's Abigail N, as in Nancy. That's the first letter of my last name.
Oh. Can we provide, because we have to add a last name. Is that okay with you to add it? Or do you just want me to, like, give
permission? I don't need to be the authorized representative. That's okay.
All right. No worries. All right. Now, Ms. Tarzia, do you give me permission to speak with Ms. Abigail for this phone call about information of your case? Is that okay?
Yes, it's okay.
All right, perfect. All right, Ms. Abigail. So a good phone number for the case. Just want to make sure we have a good phone number here.
Yes, 610-540-7232.
Okay, I do see a 484-828-9793. Is that should I take that off?
That was your old number, right?
Yeah, you disconnect that.
Okay, so 610-540-7232. Now, Ms. Tarzia, would you like to receive text messages of information of the case?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to read a little bit of a disclosure, okay? Now, By providing your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you do agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text messages from us, you can always reply with the word stop to the text message. You do understand that you can get messages at different times and that data message and data rates may apply. Do you agree?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So you should be receiving a text message within the next couple of seconds. Let me know if you received it, okay? All righty. So we updated phone number.
Yeah, this is it.
Perfect. Okay, so let me see what is going on. All righty. Like I said, okay, so the case is closed, but it's not completely closed. It's for failure to provide information to the county assistance office. Let me see. You sent in documents, you said, Ms. Abigail, correct?
Yes, that's what Ethelisa said.
Okay. Now, when were these documents sent in?
Ethelisa, which day did you send them in?
Oh, the statement, the bank statement, and a letter saying that I don't have a car, and a letter from the manager explaining why my account changed.
But when did you send that, Ms. Tarzia?
What?
When
did
you
send
them in?
The county assistance.
I took the bank statement in person to the county. To the Lehigh County office.
But when? What date?
Oh, that was last Friday.
Okay.
Last Friday.
So yeah, and it was a long weekend because of Martin Luther King. Yeah. So that information is not there yet. It hasn't been updated. So you would probably have to give it a couple of days for the county assistance office to upload it on their end. Okay. So I would say give him, call them like around Thursday. Well, you can call us on Thursday or Friday. That way, you know, we can go ahead and check what's going on to see if they received it yet. But it does take a couple of days and because of the holiday. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
No, it's
because
okay.
Of the
I believe I did send them in about a week ago already, though.
Yep, there's no imaging in there unless they just haven't updated it yet, but there's nothing in imaging in the county assistance office at all.
Okay,
like,
when do you think it would show up?
Usually it takes a couple of days. It takes about, I would say, sometimes it goes in directly. Sometimes I always say to give it at least 5 to 7 days, you know, give it a couple of days just to see. The only thing that's there is the 1768. Well, I do see back in June 2025, I see something of a car, of a vehicle, of a Chevrolet 2001. That was back in June 2025. After that, what we have is the set.
That car is in the jungle.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what I see there.
Okay.
Then after that, on December the 5th, we sent over the 1768 stating, hey, she's eligible for services. Can you please start processing the case? And from there on, nothing else has been sent. There is no documents whatsoever. The last bank account in that case is from 2023, and it was just like a regular bank statement. There is nothing new there. So I would contact the county assistance office and find out what is going on, you know, that you sent it a week ago and all that, and they still haven't received it, just in case, okay?
Okay. Do you have the correct number for us to call into the county?
Yes, of course I do. I can provide it for you. It's Lehigh County, correct? Let me get you Lehigh County Assistance Office. Yeah, they are, well, all of them are the same. It's sometimes, Philadelphia is the worst, though, to get the information uploaded. Now, I have an 877-223-5956. Now, would you guys like me to give you the case number for this case in the county?
Yeah, that's
yeah, okay. So the County Assistance Office case number is 39-038-3491.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the case number for the county. Oh, no worries. Now, would you like the case number for us? It's called the Harmony ID case number.
Do we need that, or?
And when you call in, if you want to give us the case number, if you go on our website, you can also check the status of the case, things like that. Would you like that case
number?
Okay. All righty. So it's 109-1701. Now, would you like our website address, or do you have that?
No, that's okay.
All righty. Well, we're also here to support applicants with any complaints or grievances they might have during the application process. We are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions you have about the status of the application. Is there anything else that I can help you guys with today?
That's all. Thank you so much.
Oh, no worries. It's okay. Well, would you like to participate in a survey after the call?
That's okay. Thank you.
Well, I do thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. You guys have a wonderful day and good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you, too. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.